Nicolas Sarkozy is out. François Hollande is in. France has elected its first socialist president in more than a decade, and one who has promised stimulus spending rather than austerity measures. In his first speech since Sarkozy conceded last night, Hollande says austerity can no longer be inevitable. Meantime, Greece's two dominant parties collapsed at the polls in their election yesterday after voters gave no party enough votes to govern alone. Both elections have unsettled the markets.
Joining us live to talk about what all this could mean for us, MarketWatch D.C. Bureau Chief Steve Goldstein. Thanks for being here, Steve.
Thank you.
So change in France, a confusion still reigning in Greece. What does all of that mean for us here in the U.S.?
I think in the short term, it actually means very little, and that's the good piece of news. The markets today have handled the news quite well. I think that's because they had a pretty good idea what was coming down the pike, and some of the declines that we saw on Friday, which also were about the election news, haven't really spooked the market. You had the euro today actually increasing rather than dropping. You had French bonds performing okay. So in terms of market turmoil today, it didn't really come. The question is, if France moves away from this austerity moves, and if Europe does that as well, if that will unsettle financial markets, and what people fear is some sort of big event in Europe along the side of what we saw with Lehman Brothers, and if there was a big sort of cataclysmic event, that is something that could affect U.S. financial markets.
Is this also something that could have a political effect? I mean, here everybody's saying many of these countries need to have austerity. Their budgets are so out of whack that they've got to bring spending back in control. We say that here in the U.S., although we're not in as bad a shape as they are. But could there be a cause and effect here as far as our own political situation?
Well, there could be. And you know, people already do talk about Greece and the European situation when, you know, making comparisons with the U.S. That hasn't been the case. The U.S. hasn't embarked on an austerity path, certainly. People are talking about the fiscal cliff here, which whether if the Congress doesn't act, it will end up pursuing some of these similar policies that have had, in the short term, very detrimental effect on the European economy. We've seen at major international meetings like the G20 that other countries are content for the U.S. not to conduct serious spending cuts right now. However, at a certain point, the math will catch up. The U.S. is going to have to, at a certain point, make some sort of medium-term deficit reduction. We're going to have to get a handle on entitlements and the like, and perhaps defense spending as well. So we may see what's happening in Europe and the U.S. at some point, but that hasn't happened as yet. And that's one reason why the U.S. economy, while not growing particularly quickly, it is still growing.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
That's MarketWatch D.C. Bureau Chief Steve Goldstein.